This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The date was May 4th, 2007. A swarm of tornadoes swept across Kansas that evening, including one that was an amazing 3¾ miles wide when it touched down on the tiny town of Greensburg.
About 95% of the town was destroyed. The upside of that was that we got to reimagine this town and, in a sense, to redeem this tragedy, rebuilding in a way that was to provide leadership and benefit to the rest of the world.
They've done that by remaking their town, population 1,000, into a model for green construction and civic design, says Daniel Wallach, executive director of Greensburg Green Town, the nonprofit he founded to facilitate and support that effort. 2.5 years after the storm, they've already made a lot of progress.
We've got 4 LEED Platinum certified buildings completed, and there are another 8 in process. We have a streetscape for the first 4 blocks of Main Street that have cisterns to capture rainwater, native plantings. We have all LED streetlights, a sustainable master plan, and that looks at all elements of the community. Of course, the building's the most important part right now because you only get one shot to do that right. The City Hall will be a LEED Platinum building. There are actually 4 city buildings that will be LEED Platinum. There were 2 historic buildings in town that weren't destroyed. One of them was the courthouse, and that is being rehabbed, and that will be a LEED Gold certified building.
It may seem remarkable that all this could be done in such a small town, but Wallach says their achievements have been possible in large part because Greensburg is a small town.
This is a 1.5 square mile town, so everything's on a smaller scale. And you've got many fewer people making decisions. And that's what we see going for us. We are looking at making this an eco-tourism destination, a showcase of sustainable technologies and ideas. And again, in 1.5 square miles, you can really do that effectively.
Of course, there is still an enormous amount of rebuilding still to be done, and not everything is being done with environmental considerations at the forefront. But the hospital, the high school, even the town's John Deere dealership have all gone green in a big way. And the town is now getting much of its heating from thermal wells and electricity from a new nearby wind farm. Wallach was in Santa Rosa yesterday as the keynote speaker at a day-long workshop hosted by Community Action Partnership of Sonoma County, with the theme, A Green Print for Prosperity. And while he's happy to tout the economic and environmental benefits of the moves his town has made, Wallach is even more pleased that those actions found favor with a Midwestern conservative population that holds an innate distrust of tree huggers. Not because they've changed their views, but because they came together to make it happen.
It's all about community. What Greensburg, this little tiny rural community, has to teach is the value of staying connected as community. That's something we're getting away from and have been for decades now, that I think is really dangerous. And if we don't learn to somehow come back to those values and that way of being, we're doomed.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.